News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Indiana's first responders taking a stand against the state's ban on same-sex marriage. They're filing a legal challenge. Charlie DeMar from Fox Network affiliate WXIN in Indianapolis has more on their battle for equality.
Back in June, there was a rush to county clerk's offices across the state. Same-sex couples were able to legally marry after a federal judge ruled Indiana's ban on same-sex marriage unconstitutional. But that excitement that so many gay couples felt quickly faded as Governor Mike Pence issued a memo saying that same-sex marriages are not recognized in Indiana. Now, a group of first responders are fighting back. Same-sex couples who also happen to serve and protect our community want to know that their loved ones are protected through the benefits of marriage. That's why they're filing a legal brief that challenges the state's ban on same-sex marriage.
The three Democratic candidates for Wisconsin Attorney General are having one final debate this afternoon before next Tuesday's primary. State Assembly Democrat John Richards and District Attorneys Susan Happ and Ismail Ozan are speaking at a forum put on by the UW-Madison Law School. The candidates have basically stressed their qualifications since there's not a lot they disagree on. The only real policy disagreement so far involves what to do with first-time drunk drivers. Happ supports the current policy of giving non-criminal citations to first-time OWI offenders and to focus on getting tougher with repeat drunk drivers. Richards and Ozan favor making first-time OWI a crime. The winner of next week's primary will face Waukesha Republican prosecutor Brad Schimmel in November for the right to replace retiring J.B. Van Hollen. A Polk County woman is facing charges for allegedly trying to hire a hitman to kill her husband. Sheriff Dean Rowland in neighboring Burnett County is where 51-year-old Kimberly Ward is now jailed.
This was totally a free will solicitation on the part of those that are in custody, and we prevented maybe a tragedy.
Rowland says the man who Ward solicited to commit the murder tipped off investigators about 2 weeks ago. Some women in Hudson not happy about a local hospital's new policy forcing mothers who have had cesarean section births to get the same surgery for their future children. Starting August 31st, the Hudson Hospital said they'll no longer let those mothers have vaginal births, saying they don't have enough staff members to monitor them properly. The legal team for the Marine that's been in the Mexican jail on weapons charges says it'll be months before a judge makes a decision in his case. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal has more.
At Sergeant Andrew Tamarisi's hearing Monday in Tijuana, his attorney, Fernando Benitez, got to question the agents involved in his arrest. He says Tamarisi's rights were violated, that he wasn't provided a translator and the consulate wasn't notified. Tamarisi's mother, Jill, addressed his supporters today. She says he's in solitary confinement.
Prayers he would greatly appreciate. He is highly confident in Mr. Benitez's strategy, and he is confident that he will be released.
Tamarisi was arrested after driving into Mexico with weapons and ammunition, but he says he didn't mean to drive into Mexico, that he just missed the last turnoff in the U.S. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
The Wisconsin Funeral Directors Association will pay $20,000, and its insurer will pay $650,000. This to settle claims that it mismanaged a trust account. In exchange, the State Financial Institutions Department will drop a civil suit it filed against the funeral directors in 2012. The trust fund was supposed to cover prepaid funerals that numerous families bought from their local funeral directors throughout the state. However, the fund was discovered to have a $21 million shortfall in 2012 and was thrown into receivership. Receiver John Wirth said the trust fund has recovered just over $11 million and there's still a shortfall of about $15,000. The funeral directors will pay about $10,000 to the trust fund, another $10,000 to the state. Funeral homes have covered the prepaid funeral plans with their own money when the trust fund can't do it. A 27-year-old man killed, another critically injured when lightning struck a treehouse they were working on Sunday evening. Robert Kennedy has that story.
Mike Rusnak lives down the street.
It could have been us, maybe, you know. Yeah. It was definitely in the area.
A woman heard the lightning strike, looked outside, saw her 31-year-old boyfriend lying on the ground. He's being treated at a Green Bay hospital. Rescue crews found the second man, a 27-year-old from Abrams, who was electrocuted inside a child's treehouse they were working on. In Green Bay, Robert Kennedy, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Justin Lowe tonight. Mostly clear, some patchy fog down to 53. Sunny, turning partly cloudy, 79 Wednesday. And then Wednesday night, mostly clear, a little fog, low of 53. Clouds turning sunny, 79 Thursday. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.